Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, May 4th, 2023. We're in the Barnes Committee Room, 124, the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect as the time is 1:03 p.m. Today we have President Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Stutes, Representative Mina, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us are Recording Secretary Linda Jensen, Moderator Doug Bridges, Buddy Witt, my committee aide. Thank you all for your service today. We have one item of business today. The committee will consider the adoption of a committee substitute for SJR 11. My staff will take us through an explanation of the changes, and then it is my hope to move the resolution. Are there any questions from committee members before we get started? Seeing none, Vice Chair Vance, may I have a motion, please?
Chair McCabe, I move committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 11, Work Order 33-LS0526/U as an umbrella as the committee's working document.
Object.
Okay, I will object for purposes of explanation and discussion. Mr. Witt, can you please walk us through the changes to the bill?
Thank you, Chair McCabe, members of the House Transportation Committee. For the record, my name is Buddy Witt, staff to Representative McCabe. Looking at the changes to the resolution, I just noticed an error. Pardon me one second. Things move fast. Last few weeks here. I missed a little piece, but I can recover. Explanation of changes in committee substitute for SJR 11 from version Bravo.alpha to version uniform. On page 2, line 14, the phrase, and quote, and that are not subject to being diverted for other regulatory purposes was removed. In page 3, line 5, the language was added after United States. It says, quote, Cook Inlet and Prince William Sound, unquote. On page 3, line 25, in the previous version of the bill, the words each distinct specialty were removed. And page 4, line 7 of the previous iteration of the bill, the following language was removed, quote, and the Western Alaska oil spill planning criteria. On page 4, line 22, the word and, following the word and, the word maximize was added. And on page 4, line 26, the following phrase was removed from the previous iteration of the bill, quote, avoiding the commingling of oil spill response compliance requirements with other compliance requirements. All of these changes have one thing in common. They are to remove what we have discovered is the largest point of disagreement amongst those in the oil spill recovery planning business or operation, and it is to get out of this debate about designated versus non-designated response equipment, and that through the chair, it was the recommendation of the bill sponsor that this language be removed so that the legislature does not take a side or pick winners and losers, and that debate and that discussion happen amongst subject matter experts, providers, those environmental groups who have concerns, anyone and everyone who has a position on what the Western Alaskan Arctic planning looks like in the future can have that debate at the federal level and move forward with a plan that encompasses everyone's position on that. And that's all I have to offer to the committee on this.
Okay, are there any questions for Mr. Witt before I call Senator Keel up? Okay, thank you, Mr. Witt. Senator Keel, would you and your staff please come to the presenter's table? Place your names on the record and give the committee your thoughts on the committee substitute and the purposes of the changes made in 1 second. Representative Stutes.
Mr. Chair, I am objecting to adopting the committee substitute.
Okay. So with that, would you... Yeah, brief at ease. Okay, back on the record, Senator Keel, if you have anything you'd like to present tonight. First, I'd like to say thanks for your assistance with the committee substitute, not something we normally do between the House and the Senate, but I think you recognize some changes need to be made, and you and your staff were very helpful in putting that together and the changes, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Jesse Keel. I have the privilege of representing Senate District B, Northern Southeast Alaska. With me is the University of Alaska Ted Stevens Institute intern in my office, Mr. Caleb Gavis. Mr. Chairman, I think the committee's staff, Mr. Witt, did an able job of describing the changes in this committee substitute. And I think the best thing I can do is emphasize what he said at the end, that first, central, and last change, take the resolution to a position of neutrality on the question of what some folks will tell you is nefarious double counting of resources, and what other folks will tell you is resourceful dual use of equipment and materials. And there are some situations, I think, where we're going to see at the end of this process that the Coast Guard just clearly says there are things you cannot use both ways. And there may be other things where some limited use for both salvage and marine firefighting, that's the prevention side of a spill, and then response, the cleanup piece, may be possible in an area this vast. Mr. Chairman, the committee substitute before you takes one step back from that debate in its technical aspects.
Thank you, Senator Keel. So, Representative Stutz, you'd like to speak to your objection?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, through the chair. I find it little more than alarming to get a committee substitute in the unorthodox way we did. We get the original resolution, and I recognize this is just a resolution, but the original resolution was passed unanimously by the Senate with 10 sponsors. It comes to the House, and we have the Senate providing us with a CS. Now, as far as I've been, and in my tenure in the legislature, the committee always creates the CS, and they create their committee CS based on amendments that might have been provided by committee members. So that's one thing that I'm concerned about. Second thing that concerns me is the original resolution was created with a collaborative effort. RCS appears to have been created without that full collaborative effort. Now, clearly, as our sponsor of the resolution has stated, there's some conflict between the different oil spill companies, which is exhibited by the letter that we received, which I was appalled by, quite frankly, for any company to write and make it personal and air dirty laundry, which was done. But to see this body get involved in a dispute between companies, one company likes this and another company doesn't like this, when we had a very collaborative resolution that, as I stated earlier, passed, is very disturbing to me and the process in which this happened. That is why I have my objection. Now, all that being said, and all my dissatisfaction and me getting to vent my spleen, I'm going to remove my objection because I don't want to impede progress on this resolution. But I think it's important to have those facts on the record. Thank you for indulging me, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Thank you, Representative Stutz. Anyone else care to vent their spleen?
No.
Okay, any other objection to the adopting the CS? Nope. Okay, so with that, seeing none, the committee substitute is adopted. So now we move on to this CS and any discussion on this CS. Any questions or any discussion? I will say that we have called, we have phone calls in to the Coast Guard, the captain of the port, for some discussion. This CS will have to go back to the Senate, obviously, to see if the 10 of them will concur with it. So it still has some room for discussion in there. And as you said, it is a resolution. Talking to the stakeholders, it gives us a chance at the table is basically what it does. It gives us a seat at the table. And I get that we don't want to be in between two entities, and it wasn't my intent. This seemed the most neutral spot. So I think we I'm willing to go forward with this if it's the will of the committee.
I have no objection.
All right. Seeing that, Vice Chair Vance, can I have a motion, please?
Chair McCabe, I move House Transportation Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 11, Work Order 33-LS0526/U from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, seeing no objection, Senate Joint Resolution 11 moves from committee. Seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Committee members, please complete the committee report before leaving. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:14 p.m.